Welcome to another edition of The Power of Words with me, your host, Kevin Treasure, author of The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Our aim is to help people win in life through the power of their words. You are born to win.
Hey, welcome to another edition of The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Me, your host, Pastor Kevin Treasure, aka The Winner's Mentality, helping you win with your words. And I want to encourage someone today in regards to the times we are living in. We are living in tumultuous times, but yet we're still living in exciting times. These are exciting times. I just give honor to the Holy Spirit of God, without whom I can do nothing. Amen. Without whom I can do nothing. Holy Spirit, we just turn this over to you. We thank you for all those that are watching. Amen. Please like, subscribe, whatever it is that they do on social media. Amen. Please sound like the old guy now. But I just want to encourage someone today, because we are living in tumultuous times, but we're still living in exciting times, where times of opportunities. This is the year of 2024, or 5784 Jewish year. It's the year of the open door. There's doors opening, and the first door that must open is the door of your mouth. God is saying, I need you to open up your mouth. I need you to speak. Some of you, God has gifted you to speak. Some of you have talents, you have gifts, you have callings. Some of you are creative, you are so creative, but yet you're still doing a 9 to 5. And God is saying, listen to the gift that I've given you. A man's gift will make room for him. They'll make expansion. So make room for some. Say that again. If there means gift, it means there's an expansion. So it means expansion. God wants to make room for you using the gift that you have. So the man's gift will make room for him. So God wants to make room for you with the gift that you have. But I want to let you know that the 9 to 5 is not going to make room for us. I'm saying to myself, the 9 to 5 is not going to make room for us. God is saying, I will bless the work of your hands. But what are your hands doing? Your hands have to be doing something for God to bless it. I want to say nothing times nothing equals nothing. I'm going to say it again. Nothing times nothing equals nothing. So if you're not doing nothing with your hands, you're going to get nothing out of it. So God is saying, I want you to put your gift to work. And the Bible says that wisdom is the principal thing. So God is saying, I need you to acquire wisdom. Amen. It says it's the principal thing, the first thing. In all that getting, get understanding. Also says that wisdom have built its house. So whatever house you are building, amen, first, if it's a house of God, if it's your business house, if it's your own house, I mean, you need wisdom to be a husband. You need wisdom to be a wife, or a mother, or a father. You need wisdom to raise a family in this crazy world that we are living in. You need the wisdom of God. So God is saying wisdom will build its house. Wisdom will build your house. So God is saying you need to acquire wisdom. I believe Proverbs 8 says, get wisdom. Or maybe 4 says, get wisdom, get understanding. So if he's telling you to get wisdom, it's available to you. So whatever sphere or field that you are finding yourself in, don't be lazy with the gift that God has given you. Some people just sit back and they think, oh, hey, sarah, sarah, whatever will be, will be. No, no, no. You've got to take action and use what God has given you. You've got a purpose in your heart that I'm going to succeed and what God has called me in the gift and the talent, whether it be sport, whether it be athletics, whether it be science, whether it be politics, whether it be entertainment, singing, drama. Some of you are good writers. There's some of you who've got books inside of you. And there are people that are saying, oh, I always wanted to write a book. Well, why don't you start? Put pen to paper and start writing. Put pen to paper, start writing. Write the vision. Make it plain that those may see it, may run with it. I've heard people say that, listen to me, a plan in your head is just a dream, but a plan on paper is now a goal. So now you've got to put your dreams and visions, put faith to your works, and now run what God has called you to do, amen, and what is placed in your heart. Many of you are where at a place where you're not supposed to be. I'm going to say that again. Many of you are at a place that you are not supposed to be. You're not supposed to be where you are. Ecclesiastes said, I've seen kings on horses, maybe running away. I've seen kings walking as servants. And I've seen servants on horses as kings. So that means you've got people in the wrong positions, doing the wrong thing, doing what they're not called to do. And there are many people, you should be in a place higher than where you are. You should be more further than where you are right now. But don't beat yourself up. Don't condemn yourself. I'm here to help you change all that. And today we're talking about 8 winners mentality points. Winners mentality. Amen. I've got a book called The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. We'll advertise after. 8 winner's mentality points concerning wisdom and knowledge and understanding. 8 winner's mentality. So if you've got a pen, get ready. Amen. I'm going to flash them up on the screen, but write these down. 8 winner's mentality points concerning wisdom, knowledge and understanding. I've got here, 1, people travel to hear wisdom. Write this down. People will travel to hear wisdom. They took boats and came out of cities and towns to hear Jesus. They traveled from near and far to hear Solomon as well. Now people will take trains, planes and automobiles to come and hear good teaching, wise counsel and information. The Queen of Sheba came from afar to hear the Proverbs of Solomon. People will seek you out if you have something that they need. Write this down. People will seek you out if they find out that you have something that they need. So you've got to get your wisdom. Know that people will travel to hear wisdom. They will leave their homes. Amen. They will leave their homes, leave wherever they are, and they will find you to hear the wisdom that you possess. So don't take what God has given you for granted. Don't take your goals, your gifts, your talents, what is placed inside of you, what you've learned, what you've accumulated all this time. Don't take it for granted. There is someone on the other side of the world that will pay money, take a plane and come and see you just to hear what God has put inside you. People will travel to hear wisdom. 2, people will pay to hear your wisdom and the knowledge you possess. Write this down. People will pay to hear the knowledge and the wisdom you possess. Seminars, conferences, workshops are held all over the world to gain knowledge and wisdom in all different types of subjects and spheres of society. Sometimes the price is paid to hear men and women who teach wisdom and share their knowledge on particular subjects are staggering, but a minor cost to pay in comparison to the wisdom that they will gain. I'm going to say it again. Sometimes people will pay a staggering cost just to hear the wisdom that some people have, but in comparison for the wisdom that they gain, it's minor to them. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that can be desired are not to be compared unto her. Proverbs 8:11. People will pay to hear wisdom. There are people having £1,000 conference. You've got £1,000 ahead, £10,000, $5,000. Amen. Some people pay even excess of that. So there's some people that have small groups and they've got elite groups, might have the elite package where people make £1,000 or £5,000, depending on the times, and maybe a day or maybe a week, 7 days, 5 days. But people will pay because they know that you have the wisdom that's going to propel them to where they need to be. I'm going to say that again. They know that you have the wisdom that will propel them to where they need to be. So people will pay for wisdom and knowledge and understanding that you will possess. And I decree and I declare that someone's going to pay you a staggering amount of money to come and hear you because you have the wisdom of God. I'm going to say this again. People, 3, people who disperse wisdom will put value on their time. Write this down. People who disperse wisdom will put value on their time. Winners never waste time. They understand that time is precious. In the business world, time is money. People who don't value their own time will never value yours. Winners never waste time with time wasters. So I'm going to say that again. Winners put a value. People who disperse wisdom will put a value on their time. They wake up at a set time. They're very regimented in their time. They're disciplined. They may wake up 5 a.m. They've got their routine. Maybe it would be meditation, whether it be reading, whether it would be praying, maybe exercise. And they've got that for an hour. And they put their time into time blocks, 24-hour time blocks. And they say, up at 5. By 7, I'm doing this. By 8, I'm doing breakfast. By 9, I'm in my first meeting. Or 8, I'm in my first meeting. By 10, I've got this appointment. By 11, I've got this to do. By 12, I've got another 2-hour block. They regiment their time. They do not waste time with time wasters. Look at the people that have nothing to do. They lay around, they get up at maybe 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, lay around and go and do, look for their friends, smoke and drink, laugh and party, waste their life away. And the years are shortening. We are already in 2024. If you're watching this, it's 2024, March 2024. You blink and the year's finished. Winners put a value on their time. If you are a winner, and I know you're a winner because you're watching this, you will put a value on the time that you have. What's this, 4? Yeah, I believe this is 4. People who disperse knowledge should always be aware of the influence they carry. I'm going to say that again. People who disperse knowledge should always be aware of the influence they carry. You carry influence. And influence is powerful. We have things on Instagram and TikTok where people are actually, there's a market. You are an influencer, social media influencer. That's what you do. You influence people. Now, I'll say, if that is your profession, you should really influence people to be doing good. This is why I'm very hot on these stars that influence on young people. You've got to be careful, because young people will attain to be like you. So you've got to make sure you're doing the right thing. So if you're just promoting guns and drugs and prison life and doing all kind of things and shooting and stabbing, no, you're not a very good influencer. Amen. So you've got to be careful. People who disperse knowledge should always be aware of the influence they carry. I've got here, others will watch you more closely when you're an influencer and take note of the finest details of your life. When your influence grows in the public arena, your character will also be more closely monitored. I'm going to say that again slowly. When your influence grows in the public arena, your character will also always be more closely monitored. People in high profile positions would do good to not make silly mistakes, which can be easily avoided. If a normal man, says, for instance, a normal man gets drunk, gets into a fight, gets arrested, it'll be overlooked. No one really cares. But when that person is a politician, a celebrity, or a well-known minister, or an influencer of some sort, it then becomes headline news. Solomon's wisdom made him a man of influence and power. Your wisdom will make you a person of significant interest. So when you're a person of significant interest, you're going to carry yourself differently. You're not going to talk like others talk. You're not going to be involved in certain conversations. You're not going to even go certain places. And then you're not going to be seen of certain people. But why? Because you know. Because of the wisdom that you disperse, because of the wisdom that you disperse, you're going to be aware of the influence that you carry. I believe this is number 5, I believe. Wisdom is sometimes hidden in flawed vessels. I love this. I love this one. Wisdom is sometimes hidden in flawed vessels. Solomon was a young man when he came to the throne, and many people must have wondered, is he able to fulfill the task ahead? But no one knew what God had given him. God had given him wisdom. No one knew he looked like a child. He looked like someone, well, I don't think he's going to be able to cut it. Gideon, he was scared. He was the least in his father's house, the least in the tribe. And God helped him with only 300 men to defeat an army of Midianites. There was a lady some number of years ago in this country, in Britain, called Sue Boyle on, I believe it was Britain's Got Talent or X Factor. And this lady just from, I believe she was from up north. And she just looked like an ordinary lady in the street. If you go and look her up, Susan Boyle. She just looked like an ordinary lady in the street. And then she came on the set and then she opened up her mouth. This lady sounded like a professional opera singer. She went on to win it that year and went all over the world singing. Millionaire by now, multi-millionaire by now. But if you see this lady, you wouldn't think anything of her. But when she opened up her mouth, she got everybody's attention. Wisdom is sometimes hidden in flawed vessels. Peter was a fisherman, a smelly fisherman. He denied Jesus Christ to the point of cursing. But the day of Pentecost, he stood up when he received the Holy Spirit and he preached, and over 3,000 people gave their life to Jesus. Wisdom is sometimes hidden in flawed vessels. Don't overlook anybody. Even the person sitting next to you, don't overlook anybody. Everybody's valuable. Don't undervalue anyone because you do not know what that person is carrying. David came to Goliath and Goliath sneered at him and said, you're just a boy. I'm gonna take your head. I'm going to kill you. David said, you come to me with a sword and a shield. I come to you in the name of the Lord. And everybody knows the story of David and Goliath. You don't have to be a church-going person or a Christian to know the story of David and Goliath. That day, that little shepherd boy who eventually became a king, and then took off the head of a giant. He was over like 9 feet tall or something crazy like that. But everybody knew from that day, this guy possesses something that very few people have. Winners, wisdom is sometimes hidden in flawed vessels. Please write that down. Next one. Sometimes people do not always recognize the knowledge they possess. I spoke about this one earlier. Solomon wrote, I have seen servants upon horses and princes walking as servants on the earth. Ecclesiastes 10:7. The reason you would find that type of scenario is when wisdom is lacking in the individual. It's when you don't know your purpose. I'm going to say it again. The reason you'd find that is when people do not know their calling and they don't know their purpose. There is people in a factory job and they're supposed to be a CEO of their own company. Now, I'm not knocking the factory job. I'm not knocking any job. I don't care. Listen, if you have a job, I'm proud of you. You're not out there thieving, stealing, selling drugs or doing anything evil to people to get money. You're doing a good thing. But what I'm saying is there's more. And some people are in the wrong place doing the wrong thing when God has ordained them for more. He's ordained you for more. So listen to what I'm saying. This is what I said. The reason you'd find this type of scenario is when wisdom is lacking in the individual. This also implies that leaders do not always recognize the knowledge of those under them possess. As a leader, and I speak to everyone as a leader, you must always try to discern the capability of an individual, or when it becomes evident, push them into their purpose. Start to look at the people around you. Start to look at them and say, see what values they have. See what gifts that they possess. And then see if your son may be at a point where he's not sure what he's doing. And he's saying he may be doing the wrong thing. He may be doing a job here and earning not what he's supposed to be earning. But he's got a gift. Try to hone in on that gift and try to help that young man or help that young woman, help that young person or help that friend to hone in on their gift so they can be elevated to where they're supposed to be. Two more. Wisdom and knowledge is increasing. I'm going to say that again. Wisdom and knowledge is increasing. In the last decade, we have seen acceleration in the technology available to disperse wisdom and understanding. If you don't want to leave your house, you can actually attend conferences. We spoke about that, number one. You can actually attend conferences and seminars right from your phone in the comfort of your own home. From your laptop, from your phone, you can actually attend conferences. You don't have to leave and go anywhere. People are creating books, courses, programs, and videos with the power of AI. Don't miss out on what's going on now. There's a lot of talk about AI. Is it good? Is it evil? Or just like social media, is it good? Is it evil? It depends what you use it for. But there's the power of AI. People are creating videos and courses and programs and doing so much with the power of AI. It is becoming increasingly easier to gather information and disperse information. So what I'm saying, use the technology that is available. It's increasing and you've got to keep up to date. You've got to be on the cutting edge. Whatever area of business you are in, you've got to be on the cutting edge because wisdom is increasing. Last one, you're going to love this. Your specialist field can become your doorway to wealth creation. I'm going to say this again. Your specialist field can become your doorway to wealth creation. I've got here, there are people on TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram, and many social media platforms that have found their niche. They've begun marketing their product. Their gift and talent has become viral, and now they are living off their revenue. You've seen it time and time again. Time and time again, they're actually living off their revenue. I've got here, never despise the day of small beginnings. That's Zechariah 4 verse 10. Never despise the day of small beginnings. You may have started off with one view or five views and you may have 10 videos. You've only got like 30 subscribers. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. YouTube wants you to keep building. Keep building. Keep building. Keep going. Keep posting. Keep posting. Add your comments. Reply. Keep posting. Keep going. Never despise the day of small beginnings. People with a gift that may appear insignificant in the eyes of your family can become something that the world has been waiting for. I'm going to say that again. Your family and your friends may see it as insignificant, but this may be something that the world has been waiting for. With an iPhone and the right editing app, your video has the potential to reach millions. The most off-the-wall ideas are making people millions. I'm going to say that again. The most off-the-wall ideas are making some people millions. There are videos showing kittens that have over 2 to 3 million views. Kittens. Someone just said, let me film my kitten. and let me film a few kittens. And oh, lovely fairy, put a bit of music on, soft lighting. And before you know it, you've got 2 million views and you've got revenue coming every month from YouTube. It's crazy. Use the wisdom and understanding that God has given you. You have wisdom. Don't say, oh, no, there's nothing I can do. No, there's something you can do. There's something that you know that no one else knows. You know why? Because you are an individual. There's no one else like you. God made you. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. There's no one else like you on the earth. God has given you a gift. And some of you may not think you've got a gift. Maybe you just haven't honed in on it yet as yet. You're not sure about it as yet. Or you haven't been practicing it as yet. There's some people you know, you've always had a dream to write or a dream to sew. You want to make your own clothesline. There's so many ways. There are apps now that you can make your own clothesline. You can be a clothes designer all by yourself without even having clothing in your home. There's so many ways we can use the wisdom and knowledge that God has given us. But we've got to start, and we've got to start somewhere. So I'm praying that you will begin to rise up, identify the wisdom that God has given you that can change your world, change your family's line, and promote you and make your name great. This has been me, Kevin Treasure, aka The Winner's Mentality, helping you win with your words. Use the wisdom that God has given you. Be blessed. Thank you for watching.